I've been asked a few times recently about a woman who's forgotten to light Shabbos candles 1 week. Something came up, something happened, and she forgot to light Shabbos candles. Does she need to continue to light an extra one for the rest of her life? So it's a few yesodos about Shabbos candles that maybe to understand in order to go about answering this question. The mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles, it really involves three separate kiyumim. The Alkut Shimoni in Parshas Baalosecha darshins kvod ha-Shabbos neroseha hin kvoda, that you have to have a din of kavod Shabbos, and the way to be mechabit Shabbos is through the neros of Shabbos. The Rambam makes this clear as well, that it's a kiyum of kavod Shabbos to have Shabbos candles. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Chafev and Beis, Amrav Nachman bar Rava Amarav hadlokas ner Shabbos chova kavod Shabbos hu she'ein suda chashuva el b'makom or ke'en yimama. Rashi says it's a kavod Shabbos to have neros of Shabbos. Then there's a second kiyum of oneg Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is what you do to show that you want to honor the Shabbos in advance of the Shabbos by preparing for the Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is actually just to enjoy yourself on Shabbos. Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach, the cross of the Shabbos oneg zu adlakas ner Shabbos. And then of course there's the idea of shalom bayis involved in lighting Neros Shabbos. That's the Gemara in Bava Medlikin, when in the Chanukah sugyas in Chaf Gimel and Beis, Misach HaShabbos, Ner Beso V'Kiddush Hayom, Ner Beso Adif, Mishum Shalom Beso. You have an option to be able to either afford a candle or a wine for Kiddush. Better to use a candle, to have a candle, because Shalom Bayis beats out the other consideration of wine for Kiddush. So there are multiple kiyumim in lighting Neros of Shabbos, and for whatever reason, this seems to be a mitzvah that has fallen upon women more so than men. The Rambam in the fifth paragraph of Shabbos writes, really, ve'echad anashim ve'echad anashim chayavim lios b'teim ner del b'Shabbos. It's an obligation on men also, and if there's no woman living in the house and it's just a man living in the house, so men has to light Shabbos candles. But he writes in Halacha Gimel over there, v'nashim mitzuvos al davar zeh yoser mina anashim, that women are more responsible for it than men, because they are more mitzuyos b'bateyan, they're the ones that are involved in the Melechas HaBayis, they take care of the house. But the Gemara says that, or the Mishnah says, that one of the things a husband has to remind his wife of, and that he has to take the responsibility to remind his wife of, is Hadlakas Neros. In the Torah as well, in some Reish Samach Gimel, Nashim Usharos Bo Yoser. Women are more obligated than men. So it's an obligation that falls on a woman's shoulders more so than on a man's shoulders. So how many candles does one have to light? So the Gemara, the Mishnah really, in the second paragraph of Masechta Shabbos, sounds like it's only one. Because the Mishnah tells us, we read it every hour of Shabbos, Al Gimel Averus Nashim Mesos B'Shas Lidoson, Al Shalosh Averus Nashim Mesos B'Shas Lidoson, Al She'inan Zihiros, three things that women die at childbirth for, is because they're not careful on these three things. Benida, Bechala, Uvadakas, Haner, not Haneros, Haner. So it sounds like it's only a single Ner. That's what you have to light. However, the Rama quotes from a Medrash. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, actually, from the Medrash. There's a Medrash Shachar Tov that says, Kol mili de Shabbos kafel. Everything in Shabbos is doubled. Shnei kvasim, mizmer shel yom haShabbos, lecha mishnah, zachar v'shamar. So everything is doubled in Shabbos. So the Kolba writes that the minig is, therefore, to light two candles. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph, Yezari Lasus Ner Yafa, Vyesh Mechavnim Lasus Shtei Psilos, Echad Keneged Zachar, Vechad Keneged Shomer. It's probably based on the Gemara as well. The Gemara tells us of someone who's running an Erev Shabbos with two hadassim, I think it was, two stalks, you know, some approximation of flowers, and someone said, well, where are you going? What do you have the two stalks for? No, one's Keneged, he was running, you're allowed to run an Erev Shabbos, even though you're not supposed to run in the streets where you could potentially knock into people and maybe do damage during the week. It's considered to be a negligent way of going around, but on Erev Shabbos you're allowed to run for the sake of the mitzvah, and he's holding two stalks, one keneged zachar, one keneged shamar. So there's definite symbolism in the zachar v'shamar of having two candles. There are many that have the minhag to light many more candles, the number of candles that correspond to the number of people in the house. I saw one of the achronim wanted to suggest that maybe that minhag comes from this halacha that we're supposed to be talking about, that if a woman forgets to light candles, that she lights an extra one for the rest of her life, because it used to be that recuperation from childbirth was taxing and was difficult. It's still somewhat taxing, but not as much as it used to be. They throw you out of the hospital within 36 hours nowadays, but it used to be that like it would be a while. So the first Shabbos, a woman would always miss Shabbos candles, first Shabbos after having a baby. So Mela, after each baby, she would have to light an extra candle for the rest of her life, but not because of the baby, but because she forgot. Like, okay, that's a clever way of looking at it. But more likely, the Gemara says, Hazayir b'ner havin lo banim talmidei chachamim. That if a person is Zayir b'ner, a person is careful about lighting candles, so they'll have banim talmidei chachamim. So you see that it's a school, and ner is associated, ner Hashem nishmas Adam, that there's an association with the ner and what we hope for our children. So when one has children, they start with the simple zachar v'shamar, not mommy and daddy. They start with zachar v'shamar, and then when they have children, Zayir b'ner, they want to show an extra zahirus in ner by lighting more candles. So what's this idea of a woman forgetting to light candles, having to light an extra one? This comes from a Maharil. It's not a Gemara anywhere. The Maharil says, Shateziro kol yamelos val kol ner shel mitzvah yoser mimashayso regila b'shira madata, that she should light more than she did before if she had forgotten. Darkei Moshe in Or Chaim Reish Samach Gimel Sevalv says, I don't understand this chumros rechokos. He says, these crazy chumros, I don't know what this is about. And he says, va'adraba, nira de kol amosif al aneros einu ela goreya. He says, you know, you think it's just a chumrah. Okay, what do you lose lighting more candles? Then you do lose, because having two candles has significant symbolism. Zachar v'shamar. You lose that symbolism of Zachar v'shamar by lighting more candles. Mashal ma'adavar domer, you light a number of candles on Chanukah corresponding to the number of days of Chanukah it is. And what if you want to be super frum? So you're going to light hundreds of candles on Chanukah. So you can't tell at all what day of Chanukah it is. So that's not a greater zihirus. That's a worse here. It's worse because you're ruining the symbolism, says the Ramah. But the Ramah says, the minhag is like the Maharil, Nashim Nagos, and who are we to argue if the women already took that minhag? It's an interesting idea that this is considered in a woman's jurisdiction, and the women have taken a certain minhag, so we're not going to be able to stop a certain minhag that they chose. I know that Rav Pam's grandson told me that when his father, when Rav Pam's son got married, he asked Rav Pam how many candles his wife should be lighting, and he said, she should light two. One for Zachar, one for Shamar. Even when we have children, yeah, two. One for Zachar, one for Shamar. Said, but mommy didn't do that. Mommy always lit the number of people in the household. Said, yeah, because that's what she wanted to do. That was her family minhag. I didn't want to stop her. That was her family minhag. That's what she liked to do. Normally the minhag goes after the husband, but okay. So they have, when it comes to a mitzvah that's more mutal on women, so there's a little more leeway for the women to decide how to gear them in hugging them and hugging. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch quotes this Maharil. He says, "Isha shacha pamach sadlik smadakas kol yameh shlosh neros." Even though in Darkei Moshe he was not such a fan of it, he quotes in Shulchan Aruch because that was the minhag. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason for it is mishum knas, that we want people to be careful about kavod Shabbos, so we have to make a knas that if a person forgets, that they're gonna pay the price for it. Magen Avraham in Reish Samach Gimel Sifkat and Gimel, according to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Zayin, says that if she forgets multiple times, so each time she's going to have to light another candle. It's not like, you know, just three candles for the rest of her life. If she keeps forgetting, so each time she's going to have to light another one. It's a little difficult to understand because, l'char, if it's an ones, then the Magen Avraham writes, in Nansavlo Dlika, she was in jail or she was, for whatever reason, there was no access to candles, then you don't have to be mosif. But and if you're shocheach b'shogeg, we very rarely find that we make a knas when someone forgets something b'shogeg. Normally, knas is someone does an avera b'mezid. Over here, it's a shogeg. But nevertheless, there is this understanding that there is a knas, even though it's both only a bittul mitzvah saseh. You very rarely have that either. You don't find a knas on a bittul mitzvah saseh. A knas is usually if you violate a lo saseh, not on a bittul mitzvah saseh. So, but this is an unusual one. It's a bittul mitzvah saseh, and it's only shogeg, and nevertheless, we still apply this knas. So, what if she lit one candle? She didn't forget all the candles. She lit one candle. She just didn't light all of them. So, Prima Gadim writes in Reish Samach Gimel and Eish Lavram Os Beis that if she lights two candles and one time she lit only one, so she still has to add another candle each and every time. Bir Alacha in Dibra Masul Shachcha says that that's not true. He says V'lo Nihir, he disagrees. He says, oh, this is only a minhag. Remember, when the Ramah even quoted this minhag, he wasn't such a fan of this minhag. So we're going to go and we're going to add beyond what the minhag says. Nah, if she lit one candle, like we said, Meikra Din, that's all you really need anyway. So you're not going to, we're not going to make a knas if someone if someone only lit one candle. There's not going to be an extra knas. In the Chuvus Mor Vahalos, he says that it depends. If she forgot to light one of the two candles that she normally lights, so she didn't even have two, so then maybe we'll apply the knas. But if normally she lights, let's say, five candles, and she only lit two or three or four, then we're not going to make a knas. But Pashtus is like the Bir Alacha says. Pashtus is like the Bir Alacha says that if she lit anything, then there won't be this knas, which begs the question. Okay, so if she lit anything, is there ever a time nowadays that's not the case? Isn't that always the case that she always lit something? Because after all, we use electric lights for the most part in our room, so there's always some light in the room. Remember the purpose of the Neros, so that you'll have Onek Shabbos and that you'll have Shalom Bayis and you'll be able to enjoy the light. So there's always light in the room. So maybe that counts as if she lit something. In fact, in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Chelik Beis Parak Mem Gimel Sivdali writes that someone's not Madlik Neros Shabbos and Yom Tov with electric candles, Yeshal Milismoch, and you should be Mevarech Al Adakazu. You're in a hotel, for instance, and they don't allow you to light candles in the room because it's dangerous. So what do? So turn on the light and say a bracha. You say a bracha on such adlaka. In Shmir Shabbos, he also writes in Sif Lamedalar over there in Parak Mem Gimel that is Machlok Saposkim if could be Mevarich on Adakas Nero Shabbos in a place where there's an electric light in the room. Are you even allowed to make a bracha on candles then? Because Shragab Tir Ramaya Hani, the room is all lit up. So what are you doing by lighting candles? It's some waste of time to light the candles, it would seem. So he says that it's Minaroi that the woman should either have the lights in the room off when she lights the candles, maybe it's set on a Shabbos clock and they'll turn on automatically by themselves later, so when she's lighting the candles she's doing something, or for her to turn on the light at l'shem the mitzvah and light the Shabbos candles l'shem the mitzvah and then make the bracha having kavana on both of them, on the adak of the neros and the turning on of the electric light. And that's what my wife does. That's what really a person is supposed to do, because that's certainly a part of the mitzvah. So if you already have an electric light in the room, some of the achronim they suggest in Shuvas Avnei Yashpe, he says in the name of Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, the from the Eid Haredes in Yerushalayim, that if there's an electric light in the room, even if she wasn't having kavana to be yotzei adak neros, she's ready yotzei v'chiyav, and therefore this knas won't apply. So any woman nowadays who forgets to light candles, we're not going to have this knas, because mistama there's an electric light in the room anyway. But in the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah Chelek Vav Simentes, he's not convinced. He said mistama when you light the electric light, when you turn on the lights in the room, it's l'kavod Shabbos. It's only to say that works is only limud zchus, because she didn't light it really l'kavod Shabbos. She didn't turn on the lights l'kavod Shabbos. The ikar adlakas neros that a woman does, you know, when you talk about adlakas neros, it's always the lighting of the candles. Plus, he says, according to the Prima Gadim, even if you lit some of your candles and not all of them, we would still apply this knas. So this is a machlokas, whether we would still apply this knas. But additionally, other posts can point out that nowadays, maybe this whole knas wouldn't apply, because nowadays women are so busy, they have so many other things going on, that maybe we would always consider it an ones. That we would, I think the Aruch HaShulchan writes this way, I didn't have a chance to look it up. But it could be that nowadays we would always consider it to be an ones. Rav Eliyashiv also paskin that we that if there's an electric light in the room, then we would not apply the knas at all. As long as there was light in the room at the end of the day, so we're not going to apply the knas. The knas is if there was a problem with the shalom bayis because they ended up not having the lights to begin with. What about in Yantif? Does this knas, when this knas applied, does it apply on Yantif? So some of the poskim say, well, why should we be mechalek? You have a mitzvah of adlakas neros on Shabbos, the mitzvah of adlakas neros on Yantif. But in the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah, he points out, Chelek Alef Siman Pei Zayin, he says, of course there's a difference. Because if you forget to light on Yantif, what do? So light on Yantif, you're allowed to light on Yantif. So the chances that a person, if you forget to light on Shabbos, you missed it. And once Shabbos comes, it's too late. But Yantif, you could just light the candles then. So what are the chances that the woman's not going to forget, as you go through the whole Yantif meal, and not realize that she's sitting in the dark? And you know, not chab. Oh wait, I forgot to light candles. It's never going to happen. So Milsul Shchiach, we're not going to make such a knas for something that's so uncommon. That's something that wouldn't happen like that at all. But generally speaking, I think the Mahalich, a lot of the poskim take nowadays, is that they don't require this at all. That a woman forgets to light. There were lights on in the room, and the fact that people are so busy, that generally speaking, they don't require the lighting of the extra candle, especially when you start with the fact that the Ramah thought that it's a chisaron to light an extra candle to light any more than two candles, because lighting more than two candles takes away the zachar v'shamar. So there's a lot of room to be makil on this issue.